In the previous two gatherings on the subject of tasawwuf and under the teachings and the guidance of our pious predecessors, I was mentioning that for tazkiyah and tafsir, what are important, which factors are important and necessary. And today, in the same regard, I want to request and also share with you all, and alhamdulillah, we are all students in this silsila, and we try and make attempts and make effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success on this path, allow us to pass through with success in our efforts. And it is important for us to realize these points that we are discussing, about which our pious predecessors, pious elders have shed light, given us details and learnings. And today it's a very important point on the same subject with regards to success and how to attain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, radai haq. Rather, we should consider that the previous two points that I mentioned, with regards to those two points and continuing, then this is very complete and beneficial, the point that we will discuss today. Because the pious elders have stated that this is, you can say, the seal, the conclusion of the whole of the subject of tazkiyah and tafsir. We should listen to this with importance in our minds, alertness. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on this and practice on this. Ameen. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an Hakim has mentioned this amal, this point. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an, in this verse, which means, and the meaning, the elders in Islam have stated and given to us, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, when Allah ta'ala gives the tawfiq and the ability, that with His fadl and karam, with His blessings, with His mercy, He gives somebody the ability to go on the straight path. In other words, that person was on the wrong path and he was in a bad situation and darkness and sin and bad actions, and he didn't understand that which path shall I go on, what shall I do. He was deviated, astray, and with Allah's blessings, Allah's guidance, Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala takes that person then to the destination of hidayah, guidance. Allah Ta'ala shows the path, and for that person who's astray, Allah Ta'ala sends that person to a majlis, a gathering, or good people, good company, somewhere where there's work of the deen happening. He understands then what he needs to do or she needs to do, what he or she is not doing. And Allah Ta'ala says, this is not just enough. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, that's fine, I've shown you the path, I've delivered you to a good environment, you've sat down, you start to do dhikr, you start going on tabligh and propagating the deen this many days, 40 days, etc. But the path to attain success, Allah Ta'ala is defining here clearly, who are the successful people when they practice Islam. So let's understand today that if we embark on the deen and we're practicing the deen, what's the crux, what's the crucial base, critical hinge? Allah Ta'ala says, who are successful? Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah Ta'ala, when I give you tawfiq with my fadl and karam and mercies, I give you the ability to practice deen, and you're on the journey of the deen, then Allah says the biggest factor for success is ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that when you get the right path, the path of the haq, then join to that, stick to that, adhere to that. Not sometimes you do it, sometimes you leave it, sometimes you practice, sometimes you leave, sometimes you go, sometimes you don't go. No. Allah Ta'ala has given you the blessings and the mercies of Islam. He's shown you the journey of Islam. Then Allah Ta'ala's hukum is ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then be steadfast and regular, and then steadfastly pursue the right way and stick to this. And this is where a man falls down in the beginning. There's a lot of passion and drive and yearning, and any ibadah, worship, wazifa. When a person comes towards a new practice, deen, knowledge, he's really, really running after. But then slowly he goes into the lower gears and into reverse gear, and then he leaves that practice. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala loves mostly, the most beloved and preferable action to Allah in the eyes of Allah is that a person maybe doesn't do as much, but he does it regularly. It's not necessary that you come pray 100 nafl salah in the day, Or and then after that, slowly you reduce to zero. No, Rasulullah said better than that person than praying 100 nafal in one day and then slowly you reduce to zero. If there's a person who daily prays 10 rakat nafal, he's better than that person who did 100 and then stopped. Allah Ta'ala says in Allah Ta'ala's sight, he is the better person. So whenever Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq to do a good deed, any good deed, Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and ability. Okay, let's recite La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, let me do a good deed. Or let me, if Allah Ta'ala gives me the ability to practice sunnah, I wear the amama to keep the beard, or I start using miswak. Allah gives tawfiq. Then alongside this, we shouldn't start doing this. What? Sometimes I practice, sometimes I leave. Sometimes I come, sometimes I don't come. No. Sometimes I start, then I stop, then I cease, then I reduce. This is against the principles that Allah Ta'ala has laid down. Allah Ta'ala dislikes this. Allah dislikes a person who's like a yo-yo. Coming, then going. Coming, then going. The success is what? That when you do something in action, then ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا اسْتَقِيمُ. Just like our gathering of dhikr, this dhikr majlis, brothers come. Not just sometimes you come, then you run off, then you come back some one day. Okay, if you can't come to all majalis, you think, okay, Thursday night, the night of Jum'ah, I will regularly go to this gathering and I will never leave this. And then become firm on this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that action will give success. Because ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا steadfastly. In Sahih al-Bukhari there's hadith. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi has written the whole bab, the whole book on this. There was a man at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was regular in tahajjud, the night prayer. In the beginning he used to pray tahajjud a lot. Then he slowly reduced and left this practice. Somebody came and said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a man used to pray tahajjud, then he left. And Rasulullah disliked this, that he's made a mistake. This is the wrong method. That when Allah gives a person ability and capacity, and this is the biggest effort, that when you do an action for Allah's pleasure, then stick to that action. Don't reduce it, leave it, and deviate from it. Become solid in this, and this is the biggest test in mujahada and effort in tasawwuf. And for example, a person gets used to praying salah or dhikr, going congregation and nafl, but this istiqamat on one action, Allah Ta'ala says, I love this in this verse, that the best reward a person will get is when he's steadfast, regular, even if it's a small deed. For example, you are forced to not do much, you're working, do 5 tasbih, 10 tasbih, but do this daily, don't leave that daily practice. And then if you leave, the barakah will go from the action. And if you carry on doing the action, big rewards. Big rewards. Now what we need to see is that what is it that makes us stop practicing with istiqamah, with steadfastness, so that we can control ourselves. 2-3 points. Firstly is my nafs, my desires, my base desires, the desires of a human being, shaitan. That's it. So shaitan will whisper into our ear, and they're whispering to our ear, and he'll say, oh, you're lazy today, I'm tired. Okay, I won't do it today. Oh, I'll start tomorrow. It's okay, I've got time. No, don't think like this. No. Rather, control your nafs, oppose your nafs, and your base desires. No, whatever the case is, I'm going to practice this. Rather, it's also stated that if a person gets a wazifa, that he's leaving nafl, and he's used to praying tahajjud, you know, you don't have qada, but the elders, the pious elders have said, but compensate for it. That if you had to do tasbih in the morning, don't think it's a small thing that 10 times. The pious elders have said, even if you're habitual in 3 times saying La ilaha illallah daily, and you're late and you don't do it, and if you're regular in this, this becomes a big wazifa, big lesson, big lesson. Don't look at quantity. Look at quality. What is the hukum that Allah Ta'ala has given? Istiqamah, steadfastness, not quantity. Allah Ta'ala said, quality, I want quality in the deeds. Allah wants steadfastness, regularity, consistency. So if I think, oh, it's hard for me, I have to look at my circumstances, I can only recite this kalima 3 times. I make it a habit that 3 times I'm going to recite La ilaha illallah after salah. And I get used to this. Then through this verse, Allah Ta'ala has given the explanation of the reward for being regular in practice. So remember this always, that istiqamah, the person should never deviate from steadfastness. Now today, I've done a lot of practice, I've done a lot of ibadah, then I leave it tomorrow because I think I did a lot yesterday. Today, I'm practicing a lot of different subjects in the deen. Then the next day, everyone's looking for me. Where have I gone? Disappeared. Do things slowly, minor maybe, a smaller quantity, but be regular on this daily. And this becomes such a big amal, that today, nowadays in our minds, we think when we see others, we see, for example, a pious elder, wali of Allah, what's his miracle? What does he do? What does he say? But what is Allah Ta'ala mentioning here? ثم استقاموا استقامت فوق القرامت. As Angangohi Rahmatul Alay has stated, if you want to see who is a wali of Allah, the sign of a wali of Allah is not the miracles or you're looking at visions and things like this. Allah Gangohi Ram, they said, if you want to see the signs of somebody's friendship with Allah, there's one critical sign, which is what? That is, he's steadfast on his deeds and he's doing it regularly without fail. He doesn't leave farad, doesn't leave nafal, doesn't leave the sunnah. Whatever habits he has developed in his life, he does not leave those habits. For example, I've made a decision that after Asr, I am going to... First, for example, before Asr, I'm going to pray 4 rakah sunnah, that I'm steadfast on this. Then see the reward that that person will get. And if he leaves sometimes, pray sometimes, no. This is not a good conclusion, because istiqamat is not fard. Fard we have to do anyway, otherwise we'll be punished. Who can leave the fard? Who can leave salah? Question doesn't arise. We have to pray salah. So istiqamat isn't about the fard actions, but take a nafil action, a voluntary action, take a mustahab, a desirable action. For example, charged, I'm going to pray in the mid-morning, or different nafil, different, many rewards Allah has given for nafil salah. So what do we need to do? Not, oh, in Ramadan I do a lot of effort and then after Ramadan I discipline. Take any action, take it mustaqil, regularly. That amal will be so great, that will be better than hundreds of thousands of miracles. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he was present one day, and not 1 year, 2 years, 20 years a man came to him. 20 years. And after 20 years he said, Hazrat, I'm going. He said, I've not seen anything in your life. He said, what have you seen? He said, I've seen a miracle in your company. I used to hear that, go to the wali of Allah and he has miracles and vision and foresight and he tells people what to do and he looks into the heart. I've not seen anything special with you. After 20 years, I'm leaving your company. And Hazrat stated, okay, is that why you came, to see miracles, supernatural things, karamat? Okay, then Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, I'll ask you a question. In 20 years, did you ever see me that I've left any amal that I'm regular on, habitual on, from mustahab, dhikr, sunnah to faraid? Any action, tell me, have I left any action? He said, I've not seen you leave any action. All of your deeds were complete and regularly, thumma istaqamu. Never did I see in 20 years that you left a practice in action. And Hazrat Junaid rahmatullahi said, is there any greater miracle than this? Can there be a greater miracle than this? And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, this karamat is the greatest. When a person is regular, daily, for example, 3 times every day, La ilaha illallah, even if I do that all my life, I take hold of the action, Allah Ta'ala then states in the Quran, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. The person who's regular on his deeds, on his amal, Allah Ta'ala says, then what will be his reward? Subhanallah, تَنَزَّلُ Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Then Allah Ta'ala's angels, upon them do angels often descend. Allah Ta'ala's angels descend on those people. So Allah Ta'ala says that those people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, that those who say our sustainer is Allah, and then ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then steadfastly pursue the right way. Then the commentators have said that due to this verse, Allah Ta'ala said that تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. As long as a person's alive, the angels descend, they do du'as for him. They send, they're asking Allah Ta'ala for his forgiveness in du'a. Not that those people who come sometimes, go sometimes, come sometimes, leave sometimes, sometimes follow the sunnah, then leave sunnah. No, this is not the meaning of this verse. Allah is saying in this verse, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, that those who steadfastly pursue the right way, upon them angels will come, they will descend, and they will do dua and say, Allah give rahmah for this person. He will understand what's happening, because the angels, they're asking for dua, rahmah. When he's ill, the angels. When he's difficulty, angels. Problems, angels will come. So make this a habit, that Thursday night, for example, one practice is my regular 100% steadfast. The Thursday night, I will never leave. And do istiqamat on this one practice. Start from this point, alhamdulillah. Even if there's a sharia reason, fair enough, you can't come. But as long as Allah gives tawfiq, you'll say that every Friday night, Thursday night, the night of Jummah, I am going to come to the majlis of dhikr. And if you choose this one majlis, and you are habitual on this during the week, even this is a great deed. If you can't do all of them. And then the angels. So Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that a person who is steadfast on the right way, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, angels will descend upon them. And so on. Then they'll say to that person, أَلَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and they'll say, fear not and grieve not, O person, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and then when he goes into the grave, and they'll give him encouragement. When he will rise from the grave, even then the angels will greet him when he comes out of his grave, when she comes out of a grave. And this is the fruit of istiqamat. So it's not that one day you practice, next day you leave the action, then the next day after that you come back, then you leave it. No. Allah Ta'ala says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, in this way the angels descend on that person. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, when maut comes, when death comes, the angels come to receive him, then they give him encouragement. Imagine you're in a difficult situation, you go somewhere where somebody you don't know, you go to a village, and you look for assistance. I'm lost, I'm in the countryside, wilderness, and they'll say, go this way, go down this path, go to this road. You look for somebody to guide you, isn't it? Is anyone here? I'm lost. Is there anyone from Baroch I can speak to? Is there anyone Gujarati or go to Canada? Is there anyone there who's from Baroch? Oh, mashallah, you'll forget everything at that time. Oh, he's our own man. He's from my locality. Even if one man you see, then you get all the sabr and the patience and peace in your heart. Oh, there's a man from my village. So what will happen? When will be the first night in the grave, like you've seen a janazah? There was a sister, she was alive a little while ago upon the earth, and Allah gave her so much opportunity and chances, and doors were open for her to practice and earn the rewards. And a few hours ago, she was alive and she was breathing and she was practicing. Then she says to Allah, Allah, forgive me, I've made mistakes, Allah, forgive me. Allah Ta'ala, all her deeds, all her sins of her life, Allah Ta'ala forgives. Forgives. An hour before death, just now the sister's gone, may Allah Ta'ala allow his rahmah to descend on her. Now the challenge and test of her grave has started, everything's left behind. People have buried her, left her grave, and then she's now in the darkness of a grave, in the room in a grave. For a mu'min, mu'min is Jannah, and for the sinner it is Jahannam. What a big lesson for her. She's died early today. There was a janazah. I asked her, who's this? And she was a sister. Somebody's coming, somebody's going. Brothers, tomorrow our janazah will be prayed and led. So today, such a big amal, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, what is the secret behind success? Take any action. Say, Allah, every day I'm going to recite this. Every day I'm going to do this. And there's any action greater than dhikr. Standing, sitting, walking, talking, sitting up. Always you can do this. If you're busy in any occupation of the deen, work of the deen, and subject of the deen. But if you are doing in parallel the dhikr of Allah, do one tasbih, or more than that, if you're regular in whatever you do, illness, health, traveling, etc., keep on doing your tasbih. This is called istiqamat. And Allah Ta'ala promises, tanazzalul malaikatu. Allah Ta'ala says, I will allow the angels to descend to where nobody else will know what's going on. When the angels come, the mufassirin, the commentators said, there's some angels, they will come in such an appearance that they will say that this person is beloved to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, I can do anything, nothing is difficult for me. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says that I love my servant who remembers me, who steadfastly does things. And Allah Ta'ala says that the angels will come to him. عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزُنُوا. And the angels say to him, fear not and grieve not. And that sister has passed away, she's in the darkness of a grave. It's a dark night, scorpions and snakes and serpents and animals and punishments. And soon as she's lowered into the grave, there's a light and the angels are sitting there. And they say, why are you scared, sister? You are a good sister. You are a good servant of Allah. You come to a good place. وَلَا أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزُنُوا. They'll say to that person in the grave, fear not, grieve not. But don't be half-half in this world, 50-50. That if we sell ourselves to Allah with one good deed, then what appreciation will be showing to Allah? Great appreciation. Then we'll go into the grave. And then the sister will go, oh, the dunya, I was scared. The dunya was a deception. Now I've come to a great place. There are people, there are angels there. They have love for me. They have affection for me. Within a second, she will forget the dunya. She said, what dunya was this that I was stuck in and wasting my time in and worried about, and quarrels and arguments and problems and difficulties? Ah, she'll say, what a great place. What a great place. So this is a warning for us, my friends. And just this drama has taken place in front of us, unfolded in front of us. Tomorrow, who will it be? Me? You? It doesn't take long. Oh, quickly, he's ill, quickly, call the ambulance. 999 ambulance comes. And then they take him. Oh, he's had an attack. Dude, why is in intensive care? Tomorrow morning, news on the board. Passed away, janaza salah this time. Oh, so this is life. We're wasting our times. How we're wasting our lives, brothers? Tell me. We are wasting our seconds, our minutes, our hours. Allah تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. They'll say, don't worry, brother, sister, don't worry, you're fine, you did good. Then Allah Ta'ala states after that, and on top of that, what happens? That Allah Ta'ala then gives reward. What is the reward? Allah Ta'ala says, I will give to you. That person who is pursuing his objective or her objective, the reason that Allah Ta'ala sent us to in this world, Allah Ta'ala created this whole earth, planet earth, and all our lives we do through Allah, give me this, Allah, give me that. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي. Oh my servant, go into paradise, I give paradise to you. But receive the glad tidings. Just like the sister, we've lowered into the grave. Allah says, go, you've got paradise, end of story. And tell me, what else does she need? Allah says, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. Allah says, fear, grieve not, receive the glad tidings of that paradise which has been promised to you. Allah says, don't make deen again. Be serious with Deen Islam. Don't play with the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu. You lengthen it, sometimes you shorten it. Fashion, copying, sometimes you wear imamah, take it off, bearded, sometimes no, sometimes covered, etc. Don't make Sunnah again. Don't make sunnah game. Don't play with it according to your desires. Allah's big karam that if He gives one person one sunnah, the tawfiq to practice. Is this a small thing that this moment in time, Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful night on the night of Jummah. Such a great night, Jummah, and such great rewards on this night. And this great moment, we're sitting in the great moment of the night of Jummah. Allah Ta'ala's nur is raining down and we're sat in the masjid, the house of Allah, and we're doing dhikr of Allah. Is this a minor thing? For such sinners, we get this tawfiq. Tell me, in such an amal, dhikr, Allah's remembrance. As a Shaykh Rahmatullah wrote in Fazail Amal, the hadith on this point, that this is such an amal. As soon as this majlis starts, the angels, they gather together in their hundreds of thousands. Night of Jummah, Rajab, the month of Rajab, there are four special months. Allah Ta'ala says there are four sacred months. And from those four, one is Rajab. This is full of blessings. Imagine the blessings in this month. Why? Because the initiation, the dua starts with Allah in Rajab and Shaban. Give us barakah and blessings. So what a great month. What a great month. The night of Rajab, night of Jum'ah, we sat in the masjid. And what an amal? That when we're doing this amal, the angels from top to bottom, heavens to the earth, they have filled the gaps. Allah's proud in the supreme heaven of those people who sat in this majlis. Subhanallah. And then when the majlis ends, the gathering ends, Allah announces, I've forgiven everybody in this gathering. This is the dhikr gathering. Is this not a reward of Allah? Is this not a ni'mah? If we are regular in this thumma istaqamu, we say, oh, massive reward. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to come to this gathering regularly. The old Maghrib to Isha, it's only an hour. We sit down, chit-chat, gossip, backbite. We go and meet friends. So I will stay in the masjid at that time and join the majlis. And the kalamat and the rewards of the kalamas. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahil azim. If we start reading up on the rewards of each kalama, I'll say there will be oceans of rewards for each and every one of us. So what is this? This is all the fadl of Allah's mercy. See, we're not capable. I'm not capable. Did we come in ourselves? We are dirty spiders and full of sin. Full of sin. So inshallah, come, let's make a niyyah. Whenever Allah Ta'ala gives us an opportunity to do good, He takes us to do good. First thing, make niyyah. Allah, and remember this ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. When a person steadfast, three straight or immediate rewards descend from life to death to the hereafter until Jannah. Allah gives good news. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي. I will deliver you to Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice on this. Ameen.